Representative Fitz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to go back to the comments about insert three and basically just bring the committee's attention to how that language mirrors what's already on the sheet for encouragement of wind energy-related development. Basically, it's a mirror. So the discussion of transmission in this section related to tidal and wave development is exactly the same as the language that's in section one of A5.
A5-1?
Yeah.
So that's A5, subsection one is page four of the markup.
And these are just policy statements,
these are just
not part of the CPCN, which is really the language that we were rolling back, CPCN type language, where these are simply the policy statements that different departments of government can refer to. So I don't necessarily think that requires the rollback that we were talking about on the CPCN.
We're discussing this.
Representative,
I agree with Representative Fitz. I did see the on the IECG's handout here on the back, they had a couple of other comments there, one specifically related to A5 and also A11, which is another place where we're talking about the state energy plans and goals. And while I appreciate Representative Adams's concern that we don't get too far, my interpretation was that those goals are relatively softer goals. They're in a policy statement where it's more appropriate to state goals. I was more concerned about specifically changing the criteria within the CPCN, because that's when you're getting into having to come up with a basis statement and findings and all that other stuff, which is a lot more technical. And so I was, like Representative Fitz, I was less concerned about rolling those back than about the CPCN, which we've done. So I don't mind tweaking the language a little bit. I just don't think, personally, I don't think we need to spend a lot of time on it. But if you're comfortable with that, whatever, it's a good catch, because it was consistent with what we were talking about.
If we could just do that tweak. I see your point, I hear your point, and I take your point. Those are good things to say, and I agreed, as you know, with the rollback on the CPC language, which is so vital and important. But maybe if we just tweak it a little bit back, that would be fine with me. We'll see it in the amendment review.
Can you suggest, and then I guess anything you did do in A7, you should do in A5-1 so that they're consistent. I think what I heard Representative Adams say earlier was an interest in...
We changed language in the criteria for the CPC.
Yeah, you already did that.
And we don't need to do the same thing here.
Well, that's... I think Representative Fitz and Representative Van Wees said you don't need to, but I think Representative Adams still wants to, so you might
need
to.
Well, Representative Adams was potentially suggesting something smaller.
Don't wait on me. I'm going to read it. If I can make an honest suggestion... Excuse me. May I, Mr. Chairman? If I may have the opportunity to read it and make a, if there is a valuable suggestion, or even one I might think alone is valuable, I'll take it to the analyst and we can catch it later. I know we have to move on, and I thank you for all the attention we put into this.
Again, I think tomorrow we'll have a language review. Sorry about that. our poor step.
I just was looking to John to see if I don't know if you have a meeting authorized tomorrow or not.
Well, yeah, we're all set.
We'll meet anyway, right?
We'll be fine.
We authorized each other.
You'll be fine.
If no one knows we're here.
Representative Fitz.